I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Neil deGrasse Tyson. You don't even talk about Neil deGrasse Tyson anymore.
Well, he had
some
kind of
way he let you down.
What happened? He was accused of something.
Stop.
He's still Neil.
Got a show. I'm watching. He's blowing up.
What happened with Neil? What'd he do?
It better be factual, John.
He was accused. I mean,
Neil deGrasse? What'd he do?
He has a new science show on Fox, I want to say.
He was accused of sexual misconduct, but they investigated it and he kept it.
Please clear the record. Yes.
Well, he was accused of it, but they never, you know.
They cleared it?
Yeah. So
cleared it. Good.
You know, I mean, I would love to have Neil on. And
you've had him on.
Had him on twice. Yeah. We were rolling there for a minute. We had Neil on twice.
And you were great, but not as good as the Mike Miller interview.
No, I disagree. I think I asked some big picture questions, existential questions with Neil that I think a lot of people were asking about and wondering about. And we got those answers for those people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I reject this whole "I'm buddies with Mike" thing. Like, that's ridiculous. I reject that totally. I mean,
are you joking right now?
No, not at all. I'm not joking at all. I reject all that. It's professional. It's just professional.
He called you Patty Pump.
He gave me a nickname that
Why are you fronting right now?
I don't understand.
Because I'm not going to allow this to.
Do you remember how mad you got when I made the CBHS win over Houston a part of the rundown?
Bro, you are literally wearing a Let It Fly hoodie.
Yeah, what are you talking about? You're
not
close.
This is not for Mike. This was Mike's brand. I was just supporting, you know, a Memphian. I'm supporting a Memphian. I think we should all strive to do that. I think we should all strive to support him. He lives here. But what I reject is this whole thing about how, oh, Mike's not on the staff at Memphis anymore, so he is critical. I've been critical of Memphis.
I didn't accuse. That sounds like something else.
That's a different story.
Another arrow.
We're not
that
going
maybe
there.
Has been shot
no.
at you that we
no,
weren't.
No, we weren't doing
you.
That arrow.
And so I just wonder. I wish Mike well. I always wish Mike well, of course. But this whole buddy buddy stuff. I'm more friends with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
A damn lie. Okay, Neil deGrasse Tyson never seen you.
He certainly went to his event.
Okay,
at the Orpheum.
He couldn't see you in all that darkness.
I was sitting pretty close.
Bunch of white faces out there. That's all he saw.
It was unfortunately. It was boring.
What did Smith-Schuster say about the Browns? Gray
faces.
He just saw a bunch of y'all white folks out there. He couldn't tell the difference between none of you.
Well,
it's too dark out there.
Maybe so. Anyway, there you go. Antonio Brown is not going to be playing.
He's going to have a terrible weekend.
Yeah. Antonio Brown's going to have a terrible weekend. That's true. He's not going to be out there for the Bucks this weekend. All right, we'll come back, get you ready for all the games this weekend, our picks and more. On the other side, Sean Salisbury as well at 125. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Guys, I'm really looking forward to, despite what I said to John earlier, this Conor McGregor-Dustin Poirier rematch this Saturday. What are you guys thinking? McGregor going to knock out Poirier in the first round, going to make him tap out? I'm actually predicting that because he's a bum. Guess what? You can make those bets on FanDuel Sportsbook. They've got so many different ways to get in on the action. Right now, when you open a FanDuel account, new users can unlock 25-1 odds on either fighter to win. Come on. We have seen this before. Conor McGregor TKO'd him in the first round last time. I wouldn't expect much different. This is free money. It means you can turn $5 into $125 with 25-1 odds. I bet all the big fights on FanDuel. You should as well because it's the easiest one to use. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Use the promo code, if you would, Jay Smith, to unlock those 25-1 odds. Remember, $5 on Conor McGregor to win. Wins $125 in site credit. There you go. And you'll be betting again. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Jay Smith. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Max bonus $125. Minimum Minimum $10 first deposit required. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis.
92.9 ESPN from Radio.com.
Memphis and the Mid-South's flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies.
Looking for some action? Online sports gambling is legal in Tennessee. Action247.com. Local. Legal. A sports book by Tennesseans for Tennesseans. Action247. You got action.
Problem gambling? Call 1-800-889-9789.
Don't miss A Night of Laughs with Memphis's Finest featured headliner comedian Oscar P. January 22nd through the 24th, live at Chuckles Comedy Club. Showtimes at 6:45 and 8:45 p.m. Bring your family or bring a date. For tickets, go to chuckles comedy club.com. Go see Memphis's own Oscar P.
For the ones who know that a little late is always too late, and that the clock doesn't stop just because you're missing a part, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry. And our KeepStock inventory management solutions help ensure you have the right stuff in the right place at exactly the right time. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock to learn more. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All we seem to hear about today are restaurants closing, waiters and cooks and staff being laid off, musicians not able to work, but we're all in this together, even those of us in the real estate business. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf. We're all making adjustments. We're still selling homes, but we're riding in separate cars, walking through homes separately, having closings in separate rooms, and like Chris just told me, his hands are red and chapped from washing them so much. Those of us in the real estate business are here for you when you need us or if you have any questions. Homes are still going to be sold and bought, especially now with the rates being so low. Just recently, I had two out-of-town buyers make offers on homes they only saw online, never visiting the properties personally. So please don't hesitate to call or email me at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Shell Dunn Rosengarten, 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com.
Hey, everybody, you are going to love this. A demo sale on barely driven Chevys is going on right now out here in Olive Branch at All-Star Chevrolet. I'm seeing Traverse, Blazer, Equinox, Impala, Malibus, used only as loaners by the service department. They're just like new with all the warranties, but you get thousands off the price. This may be your best month to get that new All-Star Chevy you've been dying for. I just drove the all-new 2021 Tahoe. I can't believe how nice these things have got. You're going to feel like a king in your own castle. This might be my New Year's resolution to myself. Or how about an all-new three-row Traverse? Thousands in Chevy cash back, financing as low as zero. That's right. Right now, financing is as low as zero for 84 months on a brand new 2020 Trax. And over 2,000 cash back to you. Remember, it's not Mount Moriah, not Covington Pike, not Collierville or South Haven. It's got to be Olive Branch, people. And everyone at All-Star Chevrolet has one job, just one job, to make sure that you have more fun, you get the best deal, and in record time. So find new roads to All-Star Chevy or online at allstarautogroup.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
This is Jeff Calkins. You've been hearing me talk about the virtues and benefits of Triumph Bank. Now let's hear from their customers.
My father started LSI 41 years ago, and I spent many summers with him. He was going through some photos and found a picture of me in a high chair sitting next to a laminator when I was probably 2. Working with my dad was awesome. He taught me a lot of things. And now that I've got 3 boys, all of them want to be a part of it. It's very rewarding driving around Memphis and seeing your product all over the place, whether it's a vehicle driving down the street at a red light or going to a sporting event and seeing your banners or your signage. The most rewarding thing is being able to bring jobs to the local market and be able to see it in their face when they show up every day knowing that they're going to get a paycheck. Pretty much whatever we need to grow the business, Triumph is there. They're behind us to fund us and to keep us growing and to help us keep going for another 40 years. I am Mason Ezell, and this is my Triumph.
Triumph Bank, your story, your growth, your triumph.
Mid-South, there's never been a better time to buy than right now at Gossett Kia on Covington Pike. So start your new year in a new ride like 2021 Kia Forte, $142 a month lease. The all-new 2021 Kia Soul, completely redesigned exterior and interior, yours for $148 a month lease. Plus the sporty midsize sedan, 2021 Kia K5, $182 a month lease. All 36 months, $3149 to its signing. Plus, Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So hurry to Gossett Kia Covington Pike, online KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36 month leases, $31.49 new at signing, zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte, NE296, 274, MSRP 20,625, sold M77-55682, MSRP 20,315, K5 MG003199, MSRP 25725, includes all manufacturing rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details. Offer valid through 131-21, dealer stock only.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
So we have a lot of Memphis Group of RE/MAX experts looking to buy or sell a home. That's the team you need to get with. They are the best in Memphis. Not just saying that. They have helped a ton of people. In the end, when you're selling your home, you're trying to make the most money. They're going to help you do that. They know the market better than anybody else. Inventory is low. Rates are low. Might be the best time in American history to sell your home. They'll help you whether you're on that side or the buying side, whatever it is. Email them, info@livelovememphis.com.
That's right. They helped me out 2 years ago. I've told you guys that story. You may not be as familiar with Jane's story. It's a perfect one to tell in this market because it's a sign that just because it's a good market, just because it's a seller's market, doesn't necessarily mean you're promised thousands. You need to get with the right group. Jane almost didn't. Another agent told her she had two homes in Oakland. The most she could get for them was $215,000. And then it would take 2 months to get them onto the market. You guys know you want to be quick. You want to be fast. You want to get it on the market in this market. Not 2 months, you know, as quickly as possible. Jen said, let's do that. Jane, here's what you got to do. Put $8,000 into each home. We're going to get you the most money possible. We're going to list them for $245,000, not $215,000. And that is exactly what happened. They got them on the market 2 weeks later, not 2 months later, and those homes were sold. Jane did not cost herself thousands. She took advantage of this market. She's got to follow the right advice, like we say. Jennifer Carstensen will give you that, so call her up. 901-410-8818. It's the Live Love Memphis group at RE/MAX Experts at livelovememphis.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got some football this weekend. It is coming to a crescendo here in the NFL as we are down to the championship games. Let's start with the NFC. I think this is the more interesting game of the weekend, and we'll get to why. But as of right now, that line is up to 3.5. Green Bay is favored by 3.5. Maybe the Antonio Brown news had a little something to do with that hook there. Look, a lot is on the line, more so for Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers needs to get to another Super Bowl. He needs to win another Super Bowl. He's the presumptive MVP. He's got a, you know, for I think we would all agree, probably the best receiver in football right now in Devontae Adams, at least the way he's played. Now,
I think people in Buffalo would argue.
I know they would. They argue about everything.
I don't know if they're right. I'm with
they
you.
People in Buffalo all of a sudden would argue about everything.
No, but Stephon Diggs has a case.
He does. He does. I would take Devontae over him.
I'm with you. I would take Devontae over him, but Stephon has been outstanding.
He really has. Look, here's the deal. Aaron Rodgers, his legacy in some ways is on the line this weekend. You know? I mean, how many times is he going to not get to a Super Bowl? I mean, to be one of the greats and to have been to the Super Bowl, he's been there twice, right? Or just the one time?
Just the one time, right? Has he lost the Super Bowl?
Okay, so he's only been there one time.
Where he loses is typically in the NFC Championship game.
I mean, that's just not that's not enough. That is simply not enough. I do have some numbers here for you, though, and it's mostly about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The difference in this game is going to be very simple. If the Packers sack Tom Brady twice, they win the game. Just twice. If they sack him twice, they win the game. If they sack him just once or fewer, they lose.
Is this your stat? Is this some, you know, ESPN stats and info stat, or is this just the John Martin special?
And 13 wins over the course of the season, including the playoffs for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. In those wins, Tom Brady averaged 1.1 sacks per game. Okay? Those were in his 13 wins.
I got it.
In the five losses, those sacks jumped to 2.2 per game. So the difference in this game is going to be, can they get to Tom Brady and put him on his ass? Because if they can, they win the game. If they can't, the Bucs pull off the upset and they win the game. So that's what this is going to come down to. I think the margin is that slim. You have two very talented teams, two awesome offenses, two of the best quarterbacks to ever play the position. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to come down to offensive line play. I really do.
I agree with most of your assessment. Za'Darius Smith will have a lot to say about whether or not they get that pressure on Tom Brady. He's been slick good, the linebacker for Green Bay. On a slick good defense, we've talked about how, you know, Green Bay's defense at times can look a little shady. They have been really good here. I think ninth overall in the regular season in terms of yards allowed. And they've got a guy who can change the game in Za'Darius Smith, sort of leading them with his energy. He's usually the guy in the backfield. So if they're getting pressure on Tom Brady, it'll be him. We know. I mean, that's how the Bears beat them. The Bears were a bad team this year. They beat Tampa Bay because they got pressure on Tom Brady. Here, to me, the key is more so, does that Tampa Bay defense that we saw last week show up again? Does Devin White play like that again against Green Bay? Because what it's going to come down to is they were that good against Green Bay in the first game. 38-10, and I think it's worth going back to the – I know you hate comparing matchups. I've heard you yell at Jeff Calkins about this before. But I think this one matters. Week 6, 38-10, Bucks beat the Packers. In that game, though, they were getting to Aaron Rodgers. You're talking about what you got to do to beat Tom Brady? They sacked Aaron Rodgers four times, the second highest most times he's sacked this year, and they picked him off twice. You realize Aaron Rodgers only picked off five times this season. He threw two of the picks in that game where Tampa Bay's defense obviously shined. If they play like that again, because I didn't expect them to play like they did last week, they can absolutely win this game even without Antonio Brown on the offensive side. Tom's got plenty enough weapons even without Antonio. That said, I don't think they'll do it. I don't think we're going to see a repeat of that. Remember, this is in Lambeau. Aaron typically loses at this hurdle.
Yep.
If he wins, it's the longest layoff between Super Bowl appearances of anybody ever. He's clearly focused on that. I just think the guy, much like I said about Tom Brady, isn't going to throw five picks again like he did in the first two Saints games. You will not see Aaron Rodgers throw two picks against Tampa Bay again. They're not going to get the same kind of pressure. Green Bay is going to win this game. I have no doubt about it in my mind. Aaron Rodgers on a mission.
I am taking Tampa Bay +3.5.
Are you now?
Wow.
But you believe Green Bay is going to win,
don't
you?
Yes. Yes. But I'm taking Tampa Bay +3.5 in this game. If Aaron Rodgers does lose this game, he will be just the third quarterback in NFL history to have fewer than two wins and more than three losses in conference title matchups. He would join Ken Stabler and Donovan McNabb.
Hmm.
I mean, those are two very, very good quarterbacks. Not necessarily like a bad place to be, but it is interesting.
It hurt McNabb's legacy. I mean,
No question. It certainly did. Tom Brady, 9-4 straight up and 6-7 against the spread in title games. That is pretty damn good. 9-4, I mean, straight up, that is just pretty ridiculous.
I've got a couple numbers for you. You tell me over or under. Aaron Rodgers, passing yards, 283.5. Over or under? Go.
Over.
Over. Under.
Tom Brady. Over or under. 285.5 passing yards. It's essentially the same dang number, only separated by 2 yards.
Over.
Tom
under.
Tom Brady over and under. Over or under 285.5.
Over.
Okay. So this is the shootout that we didn't get last week in Breeze and Brady.
Okay. I think it is. Great game.
You sound very Creasy Bear-ish on this one. This is almost, Creasy Bear territory I'm hearing, John, from Mr. Jason.
I will go Green Bay to cover.
Wow,
we're splitting up here.
There's a difference there.
I think we'll come together. I think we'll come together like ebony and ivory with this next game.
We usually do.
Bills taking on the Chiefs as of right now. Patrick Mahomes has not been officially announced as active for the game. We all expect him to play. I think everybody and their mama knows he is not going to miss this game. And that is really the reason why I am picking the Chiefs. It boils down to that. Patrick Mahomes has done this at this stage. Patrick Mahomes has delivered already on this stage. And that offense is just simply you can get lucky. The Raiders did. Who was the other team they lost to?
Somebody. End of the season, Chargers.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, that
doesn't
even
count.
They
yeah.
Playing
so the Raiders were the only team who really beat them. They got very lucky. A couple picks on Mahomes. That's what you have to do. And I don't think the Bills will get lucky against the Chiefs. I like the Chiefs. I like a -3. I think they're back in the Super Bowl, and I think that's all there is to it.
Well, let me make sure I use the proper wording here. It's time for blue sheep to be shorn.
Yes.
Jeff told me you don't shave sheep. You shear them.
Yes.
Right? When that wool gets nice and thick, it's time to take it off. And that's what Mahomes and the Chiefs are going to do to the blue sheep, is leave them cold and shaking like an animal with no fur. It's time, right? Because you look around and the rest of them are all like former MVPs or Super Bowl MVPs or Super Bowl winners. And the guy that's the odd man out there is Josh Allen.
Yep.
And I have given Josh all the respect I care to give him. Right? Act like y'all want some more Josh Allen respect. He has clearly reached a point where he is elite.
Respect.
But he is absolutely not on the level of the other three. This Buffalo Bills story has been a great one. They're ahead of schedule. It's time to sit down. There's no question about it. And they will. Why? Remember what the Chiefs did to him last time. Remember this. 245 yards on the ground. It was the most ever in a game under Andy Reid. They ran all over him in that game. And in that game that the Chiefs won, Patrick Mahomes completed 81% of his passes in that. Ironically enough, both are rematches of Week 6 games, both championship games. But in that game, Patrick Mahomes completed 81% of his passes, third highest of his career. It was because he was only blitzed 3% of his dropbacks in that game. Expect the Bills' plan to be completely opposite. They're going to go after him. Mahomes is expecting that. You're going to make the adjustment. You're going to blitz this time because you laid back last time. And he'll have the answer as well. They're going to run on him. They're going to do whatever they want to because it's Patrick Mahomes. The only thing I'm concerned about, it's not the concussion. It's the foot. No one is talking about this foot injury that Mahomes had also suffered in that game. Remember, we thought Aaron Donald, even if he was 80 or 90% with the bad rib, would be effective. Well, they weren't. And he was on the sideline for a lot of that game. So Mahomes is clearly going to play. But if that foot affects his mobility a little bit, affects the way he plants, that could give the Bills more of a chance. I'm more concerned about the foot injury than I am the concussion.
Yep.
That said, I think it's going to be all right. Chiefs win, and in the process, they cover as well. I expect both favorites here to cover.
The way you beat the Chiefs, and not many teams have done it, but the way you beat the Chiefs is by keeping the ball away from
run
Patrick
game.
Mahomes.
Run game.
Yep, and they don't have one.
No run game.
I believe last weekend they had 32 rushing yards last weekend against the Ravens. That's the fourth fewest ever in a playoff win. They cannot turn enough clock and keep Mahomes off the field. Therefore, nice run. Great run.
Right?
Unbelievable.
It was a great run. Give them their respect. No question.
I don't think anybody had the Bills in this spot going into this season, right? But
and they have emerged as the second best team in the AFC, no? Well, clearly above Pittsburgh and everybody else that had a claim to that.
It's over. Chiefs cover. Chiefs win straight up. We get Chiefs, probably Packers, in the Super Bowl. What a damn matchup that is going to be. I mean, I'm telling you, that might be one of the greatest Super Bowls ever. Mahomes versus Rodgers.
Either way, you'll be able to sell Mahomes and Brady, too.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Either way, on that NFC
age
side.
Age versus beauty, you know?
But just don't tell me that we want to see the great storyline that is Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills
headed
to the Super Bowl.
They would ruin it.
Thank you.
They would ruin it.
All right.
All right, we will come back. Sean Salisbury is going to join us. We'll talk to him about what he expects this weekend in the conference championship games and more. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Mid-South, there's never been a better time to buy than right now. and Gossett Kia on Covington Pike. So start your new year in a new ride like 2021 Kia Forte, $142 a month lease. The all-new 2021 Kia Soul, completely redesigned exterior and interior, yours for $148 a month lease. Plus the sporty midsize sedan, 2021 Kia K5, $182 a month lease. All 36 months, $3149 to its signing. Plus, Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So hurry to Gossett Kia Covington Pike. Online, KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36-month leases, $3149 due at signing, zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte, ME296274, MSRP 20,625, Soul, M775682, MSRP 20,315, K5 MG003199, MSRP 25,725, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details. Offer valid through 13121, dealer stock only.
Online sports gambling is legal in Tennessee. Action 24-7 is your local bookie. Action 24-7, a sportsbook by Tennesseans for Tennesseans. Action 24-7, you got action.
Problem gambling? Call 1-800-889-9789.
There are lots of great clothing stores in the United States. Lucky for us, one of them is right here in Memphis. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's James Davis in the Laurel Woods Shopping Center. James Davis, it's built on relationships. My friends there want to thank everyone for the support shown throughout this holiday season, and now it's time to turn our attention to 2021. James Davis has suits at 20% off, sport coats at 50% off. There are dress shirts, ties, sports shirts, casual pants, vests, sweaters marked down 50%. Why? Because James Davis is cleaning out fall 2020 to make way for spring 2021. Take advantage of it. If you received gift cards during the holiday season, now is the time to use them on Stant Custom made shirts or pants at James Davis. It's where I get my shirts and pants. The process includes three quick measurements, then you pick the fabric. 14 days later, your perfect fit arrives. If you haven't dropped by James Davis lately, it's time to right that wrong. Again, it's in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, perfectly located, and you can look at all the new spring arrivals on the web at jamesdavismemphis.com.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is an 8-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So yeah, the barbecue is great, but did you realize Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue? They have a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Fried catfish, grilled salmon or chicken, and the best smoked wings around. You can see the menu online and even make a pickup order at memphisbbqco.com. That's memphisbbqco.com.
All 36-month leases, $3149 due at signing, zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte, ME296274, MSRP 20,625, Soul, M775682, MSRP 20,350. K5 MG003199, MSRP 25725, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives. PF695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details. Offer valid through 13121, dealer stock only.
It's time to be happy, happy with your new ride from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. Jeff's waiting for you with a 2021 Kia Forte. $142 a month lease. Redesigned 2021 Kia Soul, $148 a month lease. And 2021 Kia K5, $182 a month lease. All just 36 months, $3149. Do it signing. Plus, every Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah comes with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Dude, get down.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin. With all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
You know what to see?
Sean Salisbury is the host of the Sean Salisbury Show in Houston, Sports Talk 790 on Twitter at Sean Unfiltered. An absolute must follow, must listen. He joins us now. Sean, what's happening, man? You good? Oh, lost Sean. No problem. We'll get Sean back on. You know, one of the things I even want to start with Sean, because he's down there in Houston, it's been a very busy, you know, it's been a very busy.
Very sportsy.
Yeah,
yes,
man.
Harden.
You know, you got Harden, and now you got the Deshaun Watson saga. Right. And quite honestly, I mean, I get Harden. You know, he clearly has decided he doesn't want to play there anymore, but it's Deshaun Watson that I'm most interested in. Deshaun, we appreciate the time, as always. What is your personal expectation before we get into the playoffs and before we get into these games? What is your personal expectation of how this Deshaun Watson thing ends?
Oh, he's going to play in Houston and be the starting quarterback. I think it's more chatter than anything. I mean, I understand that he's, you know, that there's he's disgruntled, but I don't think any of us, other than cryptic tweets and I trust insiders' information who they talk to, but have anybody in the Texans said that they're trading him? And has Deshaun Watson come out and said he wants to be traded? I haven't heard that yet. So, to me, you got to be borderline insane to even consider trading him, because you would have to gut your franchise and you'd be back into a rebuilding mode. Think about it. He's on a 4-12 team, and he's a, other than Patrick Mahomes, is the number one building block over the next 7 to 10 years of a franchise in this league. He'd be the second guy taken if general managers are doing this. That I can guarantee you. So, if you're the 49ers or the Dolphins and you decide to give up 4 ones, Tua, and another starter and a second-round draft pick, aren't you gutting your franchise only to turn around and struggle a little bit more? Well, Miami may have more players, and in Houston, they trade them to there. You're rebuilding again. Why, people don't trade 25-year-old superstar quarterbacks. So, I mean, I understand disgruntled, but this is I have yet to, unless somebody else has, I don't know where I see Watson saying, trade me. So if Eric Bieniemy gets hired, or Leslie Frazier, or somebody else, Eberflus, and he comes in, because it will be the coach first, the quarterback second. The coach, I'm sure, will say to the front office, are you trading him? No. Okay, I'll take the job if it's offered. So I don't – listen, I think it's a much ado about nothing. A disgruntled player, that's fine. But I'd rather have a little bit unhappy Deshaun in Houston if I'm a Texan than I would a really happy or something Deshaun going somewhere else. He's not getting traded unless you're insane. And then nobody will show up at the building, because it'd be the craziest trade in years in the NFL. There's no reason to trade him. There's no real reason. If he's disgruntled, go talk and work it out. He hasn't once said that he wanted to be traded, other than what we hear from behind the scenes. And until he does, he's a starting quarterback for the Texans in 2021 and long beyond.
You know, I think you're exactly right, and I think that's the best thing for all parties if they can figure that out. But it does seem like the trust between Deshaun and the organization has been fractured, not beyond the point of no repair, but would a way to repair that fractured trust be hiring Eric Bieniemy?
I asked Ian Rappaport the same thing a couple days ago, and he said he doesn't necessarily think so. It's more the trust factor, and that's just it. The Jack Easterby, Cal McNair stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not lumping Nick Caserio into that, because Nick Caserio, if I look at Nick Caserio, I'm looking at a guy who's been around for, you know, what, 14 to 20 years with Bill Belichick. I look at the successful part of what he's done. So I would hope that Deshaun or anybody else removed. Caserio doesn't deserve to be lumped into the lack of trust. He hasn't done anything wrong. He's a guy who's coming here, a general manager's role. He understands what Super Bowl's like. He also understands in New England what it was like to have a franchise, elite, top-shelf quarterback to win. So that's part of it. And he also recognizes what it was like not to have one this year, and they didn't make the playoffs. So that should bode well as well. I would hope that Deshaun, and if it is Eric Bieniemy or Leslie Frazier or whoever, hell, if Brian Daboll's in the mix or whoever it might be that they're going to hire, the longer it takes, the more it's going to be one of these guys in the AFC game, Frazier, Eric Bieniemy. And if the loser doesn't, you know, the loser of this game, by Monday or Tuesday, he's still not hired, you'll know that this guy's still playing, which would point to a guy like Eric Bieniemy in Kansas City. So, and he's qualified, more than qualified. So I'm hoping. Okay. So most of us don't talk to owners when we play anyway. They sign your paycheck and you never see them. That's the truth. You don't see them. They don't hang around the locker room. They're not there on the practice field on a regular basis. Most players in their career, especially if you're not the superstar, Deshaun is, you may talk to your owner 3 times in a 15-year career. I'm not kidding. Other than at a banquet or at something. But, I mean, just in passing, I can't remember ever seeing the owner in our locker room during practice or on our practice field 5 times in my 10 years of any team I played on. Yeah, I'm talking about combined. So, you know what? Get the enemy. Or whoever that is, if it's EB, get, you know, your general manager, Deshaun, sit down like grown men and say, listen, man, we love you. We're going to fix this thing. Trust what we do. We're not going to worry about the owner. It may very well come to that, but it's the trust and the dishonor, the, you know, offering him an opportunity to have some input and then not giving it to him. I think more so, because I'm sure he could deal with Leslie Frazier or Brian Daboll. You want to maximize his skills and trust. And Nick Caserio, and if it is Eric Bieniemy, have done nothing to force that distrust, and play calling absolutely has no bearing on whether you're a good head coach or not. It's the dumbest narrative I've ever heard when people say, well, Eric Bieniemy's never called the plays. That's Andy Reid. You want me to go down the list? Frank Reich, he wasn't calling plays when he got the Colts job. So I just don't want to hear that narrative. Can you lead men and can you make decisions? Other than that, save the play-calling narrative for somebody who's listening because it ain't me.
I'm curious, Sean, and you would know, are most Houstonians, are they of course we want to keep Deshaun, and then I want to switch it over to the Harden. Of course we want to keep James Harden, or was it completely different in terms of their feelings toward those guys with the Harden thing? Hey, it's reached its end. What were the sort of feelings in town about those two guys, and how'd they compare?
180 degrees different.
Okay.
Everybody in this town, not one caller said – now, some are concerned about the trust Deshaun may have, like we've discussed.
Sure.
Not one caller say, maybe one said, listen, he's an athlete, you know, he's under contract, you know, what doesn't matter what he thinks. We had one, and it's true, he is under contract. What can he do? If you don't want to trade him and he holds out $40 million, you're going to miss out on that.
Right.
I mean, in truth, he does not hold the cards. He holds the cards to success to the franchise. And if he wants to give up $40 million and sit out a full year, you know that's not going to happen either. Plus, he's a character guy, and he's going to show up. But they wanted Harden out. Once Harden out, 8 months ago, different.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, to a man, I mean, calls and anything coming in our show. Not, matter of fact, there were some people who wanted him out before because they didn't like his dribble, 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 ISO basketball. But when he came out and called out his team,
right,
showed up late to camp, didn't give Steven Silas an opportunity, the new regime, and Daryl Morey, kind of all the things he'd been given, Russ Westbrook, Chris Paul,
yep,
Dwight Howard, I mean, everything. People here felt like he was an ingrate, that it was like he didn't care, that he wasn't grateful for what he had after they rolled the red carpet. 180 degrees. They wanted Harden out unequivocally and don't care. Now, they know he's talented. Don't misunderstand me.
Sure.
But Watson, it's 180 degrees. Not a soul has called up and said, get rid of him. He sucks. Nobody's ever said that because they know that wouldn't be true. Everybody here is great. Their conversation is the front office, the trust. Everybody understands. They're on Deshaun's side about understanding why he's feeling like he is, but not a soul that's called my show wants Deshaun Watson out. And the Harden-Watson comparison, they look at him as completely opposite of each other in the approach to franchises.
Makes sense to me.
We're talking to the great Sean Salisbury here on the show, talking all things NFL on Twitter at Sean Unfiltered. Now to sort of get to these games, Sean, what do you expect? We'll just start with the first one. What do you expect in Bucks-Packers?
Well, for me, guys, I picked, you know, I'm not going to waffle on it. Now, if I was picking today and redoing it, Aaron Rodgers is an easy pick because he's playing so well. I mean, just easy to like what he's doing. But I'm getting so excited, I'm swallowing my – I'm about to choke.
It is a great Final Four.
Seeing these two quarterbacks, right, and these four quarterbacks that are in, I picked New England. I'm New England. I still want to put them in New England. I picked Tampa Bay to win the Super Bowl in August.
Early. Right.
To win it. Yeah, so I'm not gonna go against that in the NFC Championship game. Now you hear it's – I heard this morning it's going to be 40 degrees instead of 25, which is great football weather. Brady's played in it. I'm not worried about the two quarterbacks in the game. I'm one. Can you get pressure interior on Brady? If you can, at his legs, he's not real good right now at this stage. When you hit him early and not allow him to climb north and south in the pocket, and I think that's going to be huge if Green Bay can pull that off. Now we saw the different looks and the pressure that the Tampa Bay defense put on Aaron Rodgers, which may have been one of the worst games, or if not the worst of his career. It was definitely the worst this year because the ball doesn't hit the ground much when that cat's throwing it, and he's the MVP of the league. So if people ask me what my keys, if New England – why do I keep saying this? Good gracious, I guess I'm so tied into 20 years. If Tampa Bay is going to beat Green Bay, I actually think the Buccaneers it's going to be about pressure interior offensive line, but I actually think it's the Buccaneers' defense ability to – force Aaron Rodgers into giving you a few short fields and making a few poor throws and just stealing a few picks from him. Because I think Brady's going to play well in 40-degree weather. On the other side, if Green Bay's to win, you saw what happened last time. We know taking Devontae, they can control, put the ball in his hand. It's obvious to say four quarterbacks in these games if they play well. But what if all four play well? So what's next? I think Green Bay still has to have the threat of the run, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit of it.
Yeah.
I think Rodgers can carry it, but a little bit of the threat of the run, because we saw Did Todd Bowles dial up a great plan against them? I don't think the weather's going to have any. I don't. Home field will matter because it's Green Bay. You're on the road. It's colder than Tampa. I'm not worried about either quarterback. I'm taking Tampa in a field goal game. I think that Tom Brady's going to his 10th Super Bowl, guys. I actually do. I think they're going
to
win.
You know, I want to go back to April.
Be a hell of a pick from August.
I want to go back to an April tweet that you sent out, Sean. You said, Tom Brady, 4,500 yards passing and 30 touchdowns this season. You have 10 grand you have to bet all on he will or he won't. Where are you putting your cash? And I believe you were on the side of he would do it. When do you get your payout? Because
I said I'm blatant over. I said it was the brainer, the no brainer was the over, and he left me in the dust with touchdown passes and he went over the yard. I was more concerned about the yards, and here we are. Thank you for reminding. I forgot about that tweet. I mean, I talked about it, about over under, but I didn't know exact numbers. I didn't know if I said 4,500 yards. So yeah, I need to collect that money because. There are people that said, no way, he's too old. Well, here we are again, questioning the guy. He goes, and if you want to know, I love Belichick. I think he's the GOAT. Brady's the GOAT, too. But if you ever wanted to know what a quarterback can do, hence why you can't trade Deshaun Watson at some point, but what a quarterback can do to a franchise, these guys have been waiting for this for a long time, for a lot of years to get back. Tom Brady shows up, and the culture changes in 8 months. In 8-9 months, they are now four quarters away from having the first team play in a home game and host a Super Bowl. And it's very feasible that they can do it. We already saw them whoop their ass one other time. So they know how to do it. The question is, can they apply it to the best quarterback on the planet this fall?
And then on the AFC side, how do you beat the Chiefs if you're the Bills? You don't have that dependable run game. Can Leslie Frazier, who I got to give you credit for, Sean, you told me last week, Jays, I know on paper this looks like Bills can't stop running, Ravens can run, but Leslie Frazier's going to have a plan. You said that. He did. They got the first ever, Lamar Jackson red zone interception. They got that out of him and played them well. Can Leslie Frazier put together another great plan that keeps the pressure off of Josh Allen?
My man, that's a great question. I mean, and this is my other key going into that when I said it on my show this morning about how do both of those teams win. For Kansas City, it's the chunk plays, the explosives. Yeah. They live by those. If they're down two touchdowns, you blink and they've hit four explosives, 25, 28, 45, and it can come via the slant, the screen, you know, different bodies. They have, and all the explosives, they hit explosives, they're going to be very tough to beat. But, you know, with Leslie Frazier, and thank you. And I remember I also said make Lamar one-dimensional, and they did.
That's what they did.
And even his best dimension, the run, it wasn't dominant like it was because, like I said, they put it on tape, did Tennessee, how not to defend him, and what happened?
That's right.
Leslie Frazier's been in the – these guys are smart. They know how to jump right in and say, okay, we saw this. You're not beating me that way. And it's so funny you ask that because for me, for Buffalo to win, I think Josh Allen's going to – yeah, he's going to throw it all over the lot. He's like Mahomes. They're going to make plays with their feet. They'll get big completions. These guys have proven all year, and it's a big game. And remember, Josh Allen and Brian Daboll had the Texans on the ropes early, and they had a horrible second half of play calling and execution and lost to Houston in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
So that's a valuable experience. But for me, you hit it. Leslie Frazier's defense has to have an out-of-body experience. And what I mean is that you saw what they did against Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
Now, if Patrick's 90% or 100%, now you've got to deal with, Lamar may be a better runner, Patrick can buy time, but the arm is so much different, right?
Right.
The ability to get it in tighter windows and read defenses, he's more adept, he's as good as anybody, and to throw to places that you wouldn't dream of throwing. So I think they've got to dial up the key for me is, I said, stop, run, make him throw. You've got to make – it's got to be – remember when the Seattle Seahawks played the Denver Broncos in a Super Bowl and Peyton had like 30 completions, but every throw he made, it was catch and tackle, no run after the catch. They have got to do a great job of limiting the home run, make them hit singles, but you can't let the single by Tyreek Hill turn into a triple, right? Where he gets 28 yards after the 5-yard catch or the quick slant. So they got to have an out-of-body experience to where – they've got to do to Mahomes what Tampa Bay did to Rodgers. Now, listen, is it impossible? No. Improbable, yes. But They are going to have to do what they did last week defensively and even elevate a little more because there's so many more weapons with the Kansas City Chiefs. I think they can stay in it, too. I like Kansas City in the game. But I'm going to tell you what, blink for two series, just like if you do against Kansas City, Buffalo can hang 14 on you in a hurry.
You're right.
So it's going to, this is for people that think that this is a ho-hum, it's Buffalo. I'd be very, very careful to let them get out and get going and Leslie Frazier to start feeling it. You'll know pretty early how they're tackling in space. They must be great space tacklers this week in Buffalo, or in Kansas City. The Buffalo Bills defense.
Sean, man, great stuff as always.
Thank
Thanks for everything
Sean.
This season.
I'll talk to you guys before the Super Bowl. Thank you very much. Great to be on with you.
Yes,
pleasure,
sir.
Brother.
He is Sean Salisbury. Always have appreciated his time throughout the week, throughout the NFL season here every single week. Great stuff from him. Look, we've talked about it a little bit. I mean, I'm pretty much fine. I mean, even if the Bills pull off what would be, a much bigger upset than plus three, it feels like the line should be much bigger. I'm kind of amazed it's not, but the Bills are a good team. Even if they did pull off this upset, I mean, you'd still have the Bills are a good team. So it's not like they are going to they're not like the Rams getting in there with Jared Goff at quarterback. That would kind of stink. They would deserve that. But, I mean, if it's Mahomes versus Brady, I'm great. If it's Mahomes versus Rodgers, what more could you ask for in a Super Bowl? You know, this is not Mahomes versus Jimmy G. This is not Brady versus Jared Goff the year before. I mean, those Brady versus Russell Wilson Super Bowls, those were fun, you know? I mean, when you have two great quarterbacks in the game, it's going to be a good game. It just is.
Well, you saw the news before we got on with Sean that Patrick Mahomes has cleared concussion protocol, he says, and can play in Sunday's game. We expected it, but it's become official now. And I guess when we get back.
Yeah, we have some news. Exactly. There's another transfer on the Memphis basketball team. We'll tell you who it is when we come back. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Mid-South, there's never been a better time to buy than right now at Gossett Kia on Covington Pike. So start your new year in a new ride like 2021 Kia Forte, $142 a month lease. The all-new 2021 Kia Soul, completely redesigned exterior and interior, yours for $148 a month lease. Plus the sporty midsize sedan, 2021 Kia K5, $182 a month lease. All 36 months, $3,149 to its signing. Plus, Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So hurry to Gossett Kia Covington Pike. Online, KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36 month leases, $3,149 new at signing, zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte, NE296, 274, MSRP 20,625, Soul, M775, 682, MSRP 20,315, K5, MG003199, MSRP 25,725, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details. Offer valid through 1/31/21, dealer stock only.
The calendar has flipped to 2021. The NFL playoffs are here. Tigers are in league play. Grizzly season is underway. Lots of games to watch and enjoy. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to enjoy these things while enjoying a drink. And if you want to enjoy what I'm enjoying, try New Amsterdam Vodka. New Amsterdam Vodka, it is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish, as I'm sure you know by now. So smooth you could drink it straight. And it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Lemon, coconut, watermelon is the newest flavor. Keep an eye out for that. Don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you are on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you are in a bar or in a restaurant or in a liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. At the LASIK Vision Institute, we're offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye, plus affordable financing. Go to LASIK.com and see if LASIK is right for you. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience all more affordable than you might imagine. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. That's LASIK.com.
Individual results vary. $220 per eye price available based on prescription. Go to LASIK.com for details. Patients age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses.
Does it feel like finding clothes in your fit is impossible? Tired of feeling overwhelmed with options that just aren't right? Let the experts at Stitch Fix do the shopping for you. At Stitch Fix, we make sure each piece is hand-selected for your life. So whether you're staying home or on the go, Stitch Fix has the answer for what to wear. We make it easy to find what works for you. Signing up takes just a few minutes, and styles are delivered directly to your door. Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, your style delivered.
I absolutely love my dog, but the constant shedding, not so much. But then I got a Swiffer Sweeper pet kit, and it is amazing. These super thick cloths pick up a crazy amount of hair. Just look at all that. And that was from just one swipe. And the best part? Sweeper's so much easier to maneuver than a broom or a vacuum, easily getting around chairs and under the couch. You're right. Now I can focus on you, not your shedding. Swiffer Sweeper Pet Kit. Because shed happens.
Introducing Fidelity Income Planning. We look at how much you've saved, how much you'll need, and help you build a straightforward plan to generate income, even when you're not working. A plan that gives you the chance to grow your savings and create cash flow that lasts. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust your plan at any time. Talk to us today so we can help you go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSC, SIPC. Let's go!
It's crunchy!
Creamy!
Sweet.
Salty. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Peanut Bars. Bursting with crunchy peanuts, dipped in creamy nut butter coating.
Delicious.
Nature Valley.
All 36-month leases, $31.49 new at signing, zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte, NE296-274, MSRP 20,625, Sol, M7755682, MSRP 20,315, K5 MG003199, MSRP 25725, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit warranty as a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details. Offer valid through 13121, dealer stock only.
It's time to be happy, happy with your new ride from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. Jeff's waiting for you with a 2021 Kia Forte. $142 a month lease. Redesign 2021 Kia Soul, $148 a month lease. And 2021 Kia K5, $182 a month lease. All just 36 months, $31.49 due at signing. Plus, every Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah comes with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Hey,
get up out of here with this mess, man.
Y'all talking about some young men.
Tell us how they had the team
being a top 40.
Man, stop. Tell me what never have this team.
Man. You know that, man. Calling these young men some punks. You know that ain't right.
This team.
You sound like a slick Kentucky. You mad about Kentucky losing. Oh, slick Wildcat fan on here. Man, go have a terrible weekend.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
You can choose to have a terrible weekend, or you can pick yourself up a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint. Always a great weekend when you're sipping on Blue Note Juke Joint. It's my go-to whiskey. It should be your go-to whiskey as well. Drink it neat. Drink it on the rocks. Make a cocktail. It's the opposite of terrible. It's amazing. Smoother than smooth and bolder than the blues. It's a Memphis drink. It's made here in Memphis, crafted here in Memphis, aged a minimum of 3 years. So every time you buy a bottle, you know that you are supporting a Memphis business. Available wherever your favorite liquors are sold, just $29.99. You cannot beat that with a stick. Get out there. It's Friday. It's the freaking weekend. Get yourself a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint today. Some breaking news over there at the University of Memphis, first reported by Verbal Commits. A transfer out of the Memphis basketball program, Lance Thomas. Lance Thomas, who, it's funny, everything comes full circle here. You broke the story of Lance Thomas enrolling, so I know this is a little bit personal for you. You hate to have the ones you break end like this. Trust me, nobody knows that better than me.
I think I saw the writing on the wall a long time ago.
But Lance Thomas has transferred from the University of Memphis.
Man, go have a terrible weekend.
He thought he was having a terrible weekend here in Memphis, and that's why he's getting out.
There you go. So, man played 1 minute yesterday.
Man, just 1 minute.
I mean, I think we can look at last night and sort of start to, if we're trying to piece this together, played 1 minute, had 2 points. And, I mean, you guys know it's a feat to only play 1 minute on a Penny Hardaway team because he's going to play everybody.
Man.
Okay.
So
I'd probably be a little disappointed if I was Lance, too, on playing. Well, 1 minute, Penny playing 17 players.
Everybody gets a minute, huh?
The 1 minute is almost disrespectful.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Because even
one, not right. Two.
Dandridge had 7. I mean, Ball and Ellis both had 13, and you're sitting there with 1 minute. You got, you know, you were in, you were out. They had a relationship where Penny clearly trusted Lance Thomas and would throw him out there in situations where we're all going, well, is Lance the guy to do that? Was never the rebounder for his size that you needed him to be. Seemed to be more interested with playing out on the perimeter. Yep. Lord knows the Tigers got plenty of those kinds of guys that all believe they should be operating out there. So you could say that, you know, that this is no surprise, and especially when you can transfer, you know, and be eligible right away somewhere because of what everything. But like it's easy for Memphis players to transfer, we figure, too, it's going to be just as easy for Memphis to pull some in this offseason.
That's right.
Wish the best and hope the best for Lance Thomas, who transferred in from Louisville, you know, barely played there, now barely played at Memphis, and I guess we'll is hoping to add that up into playing somewhere somewhere else.
Yep.
Justin tweets in.
You're not losing much.
He says he was just like Isaiah Maurice to me, just tall.
Well, I mean, Lance never really
he never really found there was never a role. Yeah, really grabbed a role and said, okay, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And did it consistently. Mm-hmm. It's either I'm going to step outside and knock down some threes, and that didn't happen consistently.
No. Yep.
Or, you're going to put me inside a power forward, and in the Bahamas that'll look okay.
Yeah.
But when I'm doing it up here and during seasons, you never got more than 2-3 rebounds out of
him.
Well,
look, here's the thing, man. Here's the truth. It
should make it easier for Penny.
There were people
sees all those guys and wants to play them.
Yep.
Well, one less. Maybe this will tighten things up a little
there
bit.
There were people who, you know, from Louisville, and I'm sure you got the same thing, when he committed to Memphis, who said he's not good enough. You know, and I think that's always – so mm-hmm. I expect it to be a level below whatever his next destination is. It will be like a Ryan Boyd situation where it's like a Georgia State or Georgia Southern or some lower level. Where's he from, Georgia? Hell, he might go to Georgia Southern, you know? I mean, that would make a lot of sense. Go back home and – and drop down a level
North
and play
Georgia.
More.
North
yeah, play more. I mean, mm-hmm. You tried it at Louisville. You tried it at Memphis. He's not skilled enough. And I'm not saying that to be whatever. But it's just true. We all watch the games. He did save the legacy of Lance Thomas will be that he saved them from a loss at UCF last year. Remember, he had like 25 or 22 or something like that.
Oh, that is true.
The legacy of Lance is that he had one good game. His whole career just out of nowhere, man. This dude just had – he was like 8 of 10 from the field. And that was it.
Broke out of a slum with a career high 20 in a January 29th win at UCF.
Yeah.
Made 8 of 11 field goals against the Knights, including 4 of 6 trays. I'd forgotten completely about that game.
It was like a comet, man. It was like Halley's comet.
Halley's comet.
It comes once every 80 years. There it was. And look, that would have been a very tough loss for Memphis to take at that time of the season. So he deserves a little bit of credit for that. Moving on, can't say I blame him. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us today. Thanks to Ryan Silverfield. Thanks, of course, to Sean Salisbury. Giordano and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss that. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Memphis on the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Live on the radio.com app. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South's sports gaming station. All the lines, the games, the action, the analysis, the players, and the wagers. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station. Live on the radio.com app. Smart speakers say, play 92.9 ESPN. The 6 with Jeff Calkins, Jason and John, Mark Giannato, and Jeffrey Wright, along with Gary Parrish. Weekdays from 6 p.m. till 7 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's Towie from Robert Irwin Jewelers. What is your New Year's resolution this year?
I'm going to trim it down. I'm going to trim my inventory down. I'm going to trim my waist down. I'm trimming it all down.
How much?
Oh, I think I got it about a good 30 to 70% off anything that's in our jewelry showcases during our Santa surplus sale, and it's going on right now.
And with Valentine's Day just being a month away,
it's a great time to go shopping for engagement rings, especially at a great price. You got to get to Robert Irwin Jewelers, get free financing, sale going on at all locations. You can't get this online, folks.
Action247.com is your Tennessee sportsbook for same-day pay. Action247.com, local, legal. Tennessee's home for same-day pay. Action247, you got action.
Problem gambling? Call 1-800-889-9789.
Mid-South, there's never been a better time to buy than right now at Gossett Kia on Covington Pike. So start your new year in a new ride like 2021 Kia Forte. $142 a month lease. The all-new 2021 Kia Soul, completely redesigned exterior and interior. Yours for $148 a month lease. Plus the sporty midsize sedan 2021 Kia K5. $182 a month lease. All 36 months, $3149 due at signing. Plus Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So hurry to Gossett Kia Covington Pike. Online, KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a Kia today.
If you want it, we got it and Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36 month leases, $3149 due at signing, zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte, NE296274, MSRP 20,625, Soul, M775682, MSRP 20,315, K5 MG003199, MSRP 25725, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit warranty as a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details. Offer valid through 13121, dealer stock only.
Don't miss a night of laughs with Memphis's finest featured headliner, comedian Oscar P. January 22nd through the 24th, live at Chuckles Comedy Club. Showtimes at 6:45 and 8:45 p.m. Bring your family or bring a date. For tickets, go to ChucklesComedyClub.com. Go see Memphis's own Oscar P.
Win one of two brand new BMWs at the Fitz, plus tons of promo cash. Fridays and Saturdays in January. Promo cash and two brand new BMWs. Only at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
The thing about comparing rates at Progressive.com is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about comparing rates at Progressive.com. We probably don't even need the words comparing rates anymore to remind you that seasoning steaks at Progressive.com is an easy way to save on car insurance. Or that swimming in trousers helps you find the lowest rate. And that's the thing about foraging for truffles. You've heard a lot of ads about standing tiptoe on a cinder block. Compare rates and sing softly to a wounded field mouse and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.